Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum, and welcome to the mid-morning show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isub, every Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays between 10 and 11 a.m. Today being the 11th of Safar 1447, corresponding to Wednesday the 6th of August 2025. Yesterday we were discussing how to attain a barakah in one's life, and we did say that inshallah today we're going to have a part two of it. Now, continuing and doing a recap of yesterday's program and how to attain barakah in one's life. You know, there was a verse from the Noble Quran from Surah A'raf, verse number 96. And basically, we were discussing how small things or very things that we feel are very minute carry a lot of blessings and barakah in it. Be it time, be it wealth, be it food, be it groceries, whatever it is, you know, there's always barakah and blessing in it. And yesterday, Mawlana Zaid gave a very beautiful example about when we go for Jamaat and, you know, they cover the food because there's barakah in it. And, you know, you feed a lot of people that eat from that one pot, you know, maybe 10, 15 brothers eat from that one pot. And that, my dear respected listeners, is barakah. Also, when we buy things, or when we buy household items, household groceries, we find that the items last longer because why? There is barakah in it. And barakah basically means to have a blessing and to attain Allah Ta'ala's blessing. Now, we also mentioned yesterday that a person with barakah in his life has a very content, he's very content with what he has. And he makes shukr to Almighty Allah for what Allah Ta'ala has given him. But a person without the barakah in his life is always on the move, always stressed out, always having this constant fear. And also, he doesn't make shukr for what he has, but rather he always complains that he wants more and more and more. And that's when Allah Ta'ala snatches the barakah away until the person realizes that, you know what, we must make shukr for whatever we have. Allah Ta'ala will bless us. Yes, we make dua. The Allah Ta'ala grants us barakah in our rizq. Allah Ta'ala grants us barakah in our household. And we can see we see Allah Ta'ala's hand and his work in the barakah when we do anything and invoke Allah Ta'ala's name. I know there's various things that take away your barakah also. You know, we always hear our parents say, you know what, you mustn't do this here. It'll take away the barakah from the house. Now, if we do the wrong, then we are attracting Almighty Allah's anger. And now, my dear respected listeners, we do not want to attract Almighty Allah's anger. We want to attract Allah Ta'ala's mercy. Allah Ta'ala's mercy is greater than his anger. But that doesn't mean that we must go against the laws of Sharia. We must always try to live in accordance to the Sharia. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand and practice upon this. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. So we were discussing, and then now let's look at the key sources of barakah, that actions that invite the blessings of Almighty Allah. So when we have Allah conscious, when we have the taqwa and piety, and as we heard in the Noble Quran from Surah A'raf, verse 96, that taqwa is the ultimate key. And when we live our life according to our taqwa and the constant awareness of Almighty Allah, that you know what, Allah Ta'ala is watching everything that I do, and Allah Ta'ala is all-seeing, all-knowing. Allah Ta'ala is aware of everything, everything that I do, and even in the heart, Allah Ta'ala knows what's in your heart before we even know it. You know, we might not tell anybody any of our dark secrets, but Allah Ta'ala knows all of this here because Allah Ta'ala is all-knowing. Now, the Quran itself is a source of barakah. Allah Ta'ala says in the Noble Quran that in the Surah Sa'ad, Surah 38, verse 29, that this is a book in which we have sent down to you full of blessings. By reciting it, it reflects on its meaning, and let us reflect on its meaning, and we can act upon it, its teaching, and it invites us, and it invites the blessings and the barakah in our homes and into our lives. Now, when we do anything in life, we must always remember that we must do things honestly. We must do things honestly, truthfully. We mustn't fear people. No, my respected listeners, we must fear Almighty Allah. We must never fear makhluk. Rather, we must fear Allah, because on the day of Qiyamah, we are going to be answerable. We are going to be judged. And Allah Ta'ala is going to say that we sent you on this earth only for to praise Almighty Allah. Because remember, this world is not even significant in the eyes of the this world is not even significant in the eyes of Allah, not even as a wing of a mosquito. So look how insignificant this world is. We are here to to praise Almighty Allah, to ask Him for His forgiveness, to beseech His blessing and barakah. Now, when we do any business and we want barakah in our business, we must do it the honest and halal way. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the two parties in a business transaction have the option to revoke the deal as long as they do not, if they are not separated. If they are truthful and honest, the transaction will be blessed. If they lie and conceal, then the blessings of their transaction will be wiped out. And this is narrated in Bukhari. So look how important it is when we do in any business transaction or business deal that we have to do it honestly. Even if the person doesn't want to, at the end of the sale, the person doesn't take it, but you know that you did it with an honest heart. You did it from the beginning, you did it honestly, and you attracted Almighty Allah's blessing because you said Bismillah. And whatever anything in life, whatever we do, we must always say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and attract Almighty Allah's barakah and blessings. Now, to attain barakah after Fajr is the most, you know, Mufti Sahib mentioned a few times that he visited these Somalis, and they asked him, like, you know what time do you start your business? And they said that they open a shop after Fajr. And Mufti Sahib asked them, like, why so early? He said, because there is barakah after Fajr. There is so much that you can do. Some of us, you know, we love that 5 minute sleep. You know, you want to go back after Fajr, you want to catch 40 wings. But there is so much barakah in it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a supplication, a powerful supplication. It says, O Allah, bless my ummah in the early mornings. In the early mornings, meaning after Fajr. This narrated in Abu Dawood. There is so much, there is immense barakah in the early hours of the day. And like I was saying, the time between Fajr and sunrise is the perfect time for seeking knowledge, making dhikr, and starting your day productively. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Verily, the remembrance of Almighty Allah brings contentment to the heart. Now, by the remembrance of Allah is the food for the soul, to nourish the soul. It brings peace and tranquility, which are the signs of barakah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that to always say Bismillah before starting any task, and after completing it, we should say Alhamdulillah. This simple practice invites blessings into every action that we do. So if we start something, we say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and we attract Almighty Allah's barakah and blessing, and also through the barakah, and we know, we say through the barakah and wasila of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through the barakah, through the blessings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give out a lot of sadaqah. Give out a lot of sadaqah. By giving out sadaqah, it won't diminish your wealth, but rather it will increase your wealth. It will grant you barakah in your blessings, in your livelihood. Allah Ta'ala says in the Noble Quran in Surah Baqarah, ayat number 272, and whatever you spend of good, it will be repaid to you in full, and you will not be wronged. So must never feel that, you know what, when you give in out sadaqah, any valuable or monetary value or anything, don't feel or give it with an open heart, knowing the fact that Allah Ta'ala will reimburse you. Allah Ta'ala will grant you tenfold of what you have lost. You know, in the beginning, in one of our shows last week or 2 weeks ago, we did the topic on of maintaining family ties. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that whoever would like his provision to be increased and his lifespan to be extended, let him maintain family ties. Now look how it coincides. We spoke about whoever wants his livelihood to be increased and his lifespan to be extended, then let him maintain his ties of kinship. That means to keep family ties, not to break family ties. We should never break family ties, because once our old, the elders have passed on, then who do we turn to? It's just us alone in this world, but we have Almighty Allah. The next person who, after your beloved mother, if the mother passes away, your next person is your khala, your aunt, your masi, whoever it is. She replaces your mother. Obviously, you can't replace your mother, but she is the next, because she's your mother's sister. And also to attract the barakah is also how we eat and what we eat. We have to eat halalan tayyiban, wholesome halal provision. And when we start, obviously we always start with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Bismillahi wa ala barakatillah. Say Bismillahi ala barakatillah. Barakah. Ya Allah, grant us blessing in this food. In the name of Allah, blessings. Bismillahi wa ala barakatillah. And by eating, and starting with Bismillah and eating from what is in front of you and rather not what's in the back, you are all practices that, these are all the practices that will invite the barakah into our lives or into our food. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the food of two is enough for three. The food of two is enough for three, and the food of three is enough for four. So this clearly shows the principle of barakah when sharing food, and when you share also from one plate. You know, when you go to the markas, and you know, after the program, and then they feed. And you notice a lot of brothers, they eat from one plate. And there's so much barakah and blessing in eating, and it creates that love, that muhabbat amongst the brothers, you know. And when we seek in, another thing, when we seek in knowledge, when we seek in knowledge, Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafiya. Allahumma inni as'aluka, O Allah, grant me beneficial knowledge. When you're seeking Islamic knowledge, is a blessed pursuit. It brings clarity and guidance, which are all forms of barakah. So when we're growing up, we slowly understand things. We start to understand things. And we see where we went wrong. And we change our lives. And that will attain a barakah, grant us and give us barakah in our lives. Inshallah, we're going to go for our segment now with Maulana Zahid Khan. And thereafter, Maulana will be doing the hadith from Riyadus Salihin. So inshallah, we're going to go for a small break. And when we return, we will continue with our program.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
Ya Allah, 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 Ya Rabbi. Mustafa, tu mujhe haj pe bula, aake main dekh lo aankh se Kaaba tera.
Ya Rabbi Mustafa, tu mujhe haj pe bula, aake main dekh lo aankh se Kaaba tera. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, labbaik, 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 labbaik.
Haj ka sharaf ho phir ata, Ya Rabbi Mustafa. Haj ka sharaf ho phir ata, Ya Rabbi Mustafa. Beecha Madina phir dikha, Beecha Madina phir dikha, Ya Rabbi Mustafa.
Ya Rabbi Mustafa, Ya Rabbi Mustafa, tu mujhe haj pe bula.
Rukhsue Kaaba haath mein zamzam ka jaam ho, Rukhsue Kaaba haath mein zamzam ka jaam ho. Peekar karoon main phir dua, peekar karoon main phir dua, Ya Rabbi Mustafa.
Ya Rabbi Mustafa, tu mujhe haj pe bula, aake main dekh lo Mustafa se Kaaba tera. Ya Allah, Ya Allah,
roti rahe jo har ghadi ishq-e rasool mein, roti rahe jo har ghadi ishq-e rasool mein, roti rahe jo har ghadi ishq-e rasool mein. Wo aankh de de ya khuda, wo aankh de de ya khuda, Ya Rabbi Mustafa.
Ya Rabbi Mustafa, tu mujhe haj pe bula, aake main dekh lo aankh se Kaaba tera.
Mere maula karam ho karam, mere maula karam ho karam, de de tawafe khana e kaaba ka phir sharaf, de de tawafe khana e kaaba ka phir sharaf. Farmaye pura muda, farmaye pura muda, Ya Rabbi Mustafa. Aankhon mein jalwa shah ka aur lab pe naat ho, aankhon mein jalwa shah ka aur lab pe naat ho. Jab rooh tan se ho juda, jab rooh tan se ho juda, Ya Rabbi Mustafa.
Ya Rabbi Mustafa, tu mujhe haj pe bula, aake main dekh lo aankh se Kaaba tera. Ya Allah, Ya Allah,
Allah,
Ya Allah, Ya Allah.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Mustafa, tu mujhe hajj pe bula.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.
And it's 23 minutes to 11 Central African time. And this is our segment, Riyadu Salihin, with Maulana Zaid Khan. Maulana, Jazakallah Khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah Khair.
Barakallah. Maulana, we're continuing with the barakah in a person's life.
Today, Hadith 520 still.
520, so it still overlaps with...
Added portion which we didn't do yesterday, so we're going to continue with that.
Inshallah. Jazakallah khair, Mawlana.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa sallallahu ala an-nabiy al-ummi. Yesterday we spoke about Khandaq and that occasion when the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum reached a huge solid boulder and they couldn't break through it. So they called the leader, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the highlight there of this hadith was وَبَطْنُهُ مَعْسُوبٌ بِحَجَرٍ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's stomach was, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam's stomach had a stone attached to it. A stone was tied around Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam's stomach. And there were لَبِثْنَا ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ لَا نَذُوقُ ذَوَاقًا. Jabir radiallahu anhu says, we went 3 days, we didn't taste absolutely anything for 3 days. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and struck this boulder and it broke into heaps of sand, in one huge heap of sand. Coming next, attached to this hadith is also the narration of Jabir radiallahu anhu. Allama Nawawi rahimullah attaches this portion, this part of this hadith, to show you and to bring about and other dimensions, other lessons as well. So, لَمَّا حُرِفَ الْخَنْدَقُ, Jabir radiallahu anhu says, when the trench of Khandaq was dug, رَأَيْتُ النَّبِيَّ رَأَيْتُ بِالنَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ خَمَصًا. I saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was hungry. فَانْكَفَأْتُ إِلَى امْرَأَتِي. So I went to my wife and I said to her, فَقُلْتُ هَلْ إِنْدَكِ شَيْءٌ. Is there anything with you? فَإِنِّي رَأَيْتُ بِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ خَمَصًا شَدِيدًا. Because I saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is extremely, severely hungry. فَأَخْرَجَتْ إِلَيَّ جِرَابًا فِيهِ صَاعٌ مِّن شَعِيرٍ. She brought out a bag which contained a saw of barley, and we had this walana bahimatun dajin, walana bahimatun dajinun, and we had with us this. It was a lamb, a domesticated lamb. Fadhbahtuha, and Jabir radiallahu anhu says, I slaughtered it. Watahanati shair, I slaughtered it. She grounded the barley. Fafaragat ila faraghi. And we completed our tasks at the same time. We completed our tasks at the same time. See this coordination. When you speak of kufuwat, kufuwat means how much you and your spouse, you people match each other. So there is that level of cooperation. There's that sense of understanding amongst one another. Here you find this in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So Jabir radiallahu anhu says that we finished our task. فَفَرَغَتْ إِلَىٰ فَرَاغِي. She finished when I finished. At the same time. وَقَطَعْتُهَا فِي بُرْمَتِهَا. Burma is a pot. So we completed our tasks at the same time, and then Jabir radiallahu anhu says, وَقَطَعْتُهَا فِي بُرْمَتِهَا, and then I cut it into pieces and placed it into her pot. I cut it into pieces and placed it into her pot. ثُمَّ وَلَّيْتُ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ I then turned to go to Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَقَالَتْ She said, who's this? Jabir رضي الله عنه's wife. She said, so I was going and the wife calls and she says, لَا تَفْتَحْنِي بِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَمَنْ مَعَهُ Do not disgrace me before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and those who are with him. Meaning we have little, you're going to invite too many people, it's going to cause my embarrassment, it's going to cause my disgrace. So do not, la taftahni bi rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wasallam wa man ma'ah. Do not disgrace me in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and those who are with him sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You want to call the Jamaat, and now there's numbers and numbers coming in. And you didn't have enough food. So the wife says, do not disgrace me. فَجِئْتُهُ فَسَارَرْتُهُ I went to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jabir radiallahu anhu says, and I whispered to him saying, فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ ذَبَحْنَا بَحِيمَةً لَنَا We slaughtered a lamb which was with us. وَطَحَنْتُ صَاعًا مِنْ شَعِيرٍ So Jabir radiallahu anhu was clear. He mentioned we just got a lamb, domesticated lamb, and we then grounded some barley. A saw of barley was a measurement. فَتَعَالَ أَنْتَ وَنَفَرٌ مَعَكَ So come, Ya Rasulullah, yourself and someone else can also join. You may come along, Nafarun, and a small group. Nafarun is a small group of people who are ma'aka with you. Fasaha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called out. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called out. He announced loudly. Faqal ya ahl al khandak. O people of khandak. Inna jabiran qad sana'a su'ran. Surely Jabir radiallahu anhu has prepared a meal. So, فَقَدْ سَنَعَ سُؤْرًا He's prepared a meal. So, فَحَيَّا هَلَا بِكُمْ So come, let's go. Come along, let's go. فَحَيَّا هَلَا بِكُمْ So come, let's go. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ Nabi Kareem صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ said, لَا تُنْزِلُنَّ بُرْمَتَكُمْ وَلَا تَخْبُزْ Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that do not لَا تُنْزِلُنَّ بُرْمَتَكُمْ that do not remove your pot. Do not remove your pot. وَلَا تَخْبِزَنَّ عَجِينَتَكُمْ وَلَا تَخْبِزَنَّ عَجِينَكُمْ حَتَّى أَجِيَا and do not also bake your bread until I come. فَجِئْتُ I went, وَجَاءَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقْتُمُ النَّاسِ And I went, Nabi Kareem صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ came, the people started coming as well. The people started following Nabi Kareem صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ حَتَّى جِئْتُ امْرَأَتِي Until I reached my wife. فَقَالَتْ بِكَ وَبِكَ بِكَ وَبِكَ meaning she was scolding him. Jabir radiallahu and his wife was scolding him. And she began rebuking him and saying this, you like this, you like this. فَقُلْتُ I said, قَدْ فَعَلْتُ الَّذِي قُلْتِ I did as you told me to do. You told me to do that, I did it. فَأَخْرَجَتْ عَجِينَ So then she took out, so Jabir radiallahu anhu's wife started to remove the dough. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came فَبَسَّقَ فِيهِ وَبَارَكَ This is the point that was not in the other hadith. You'll see the storyline still remains, but this portion here فَبَسَّقَ فِيهِ وَبَارَكَ Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed some of his saliva in it. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's saliva was placed in it and وَبَارَكَ he supplicated for blessings. This was the effect of that saliva. Today, you'll see these celebrities totally filled with filth, top to bottom. And they will sell a tissue with even snot on it for how many thousands and thousands of dollars and pounds it will go into. Just because it belonged to that particular celebrity. When you speak of such honorable people as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, totally pure, totally pure, totally their fragrance was, their fragrance was something else. It was a fragrance of its own. You could just take from their sweat, perfume bottles, and you could then make so many other perfumes out of that smell. That was these honorable, selected, chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you take the imam of them, Imamul Anbiya, that is Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, placing his saliva in the pot. And then Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes dua. Wabaraka. Thumma amada ila burmatina fabasaqa wabaraka. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the pot. And again, he placed some of his saliva in it and supplicated for blessings. So first it was on the dough. And secondly, it was upon the pot here. Thumma amada ila burmatina fabasaqa wabaraka. So saliva was placed upon the dough and saliva was placed in the pot. This was that key ingredient. You say, what's your secret ingredient to your recipe? So this was the key ingredient to barakah, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's saliva. Thumma qal, then Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and he mentioned, call a woman who knows how to bake. Call a woman who knows how to make, who knows how to make bread, and فلتخبز معك, and let her bake with you. So this was the instruction Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given. Dish out the gravy. وَقْدَحِي مِنْ بُرْمَتِكُمْ. Dish out the gravy from your pot. But the instruction was وَلَا تُنْزِلُوهَا. But do not remove the pot. Dish out the gravy from the pot, but do not remove the pot. How many people do you think was at this particular? This is another point that was mentioned here, that is not mentioned in the previous narration. So hadith number is still 520. But Allama Nawawi Rahimullah brings in this other narration, which is on the same storyline, but has more details. Here is, we always wondered, how many people were they? Wahum alfun, they were 1,000 in number. Fa'uqsimu billah, Jabir radiallahu anhu says, I take an oath in Allah, by Allah, they ate la'akalu hatta tarakuhu wanharafu. They ate and left some food behind and went away. 1,000 people ate. What did they slaughter? You know, dhabahna bahimatan lana, a lamb, domesticated lamb, and one saw of dough. And then you take 1,000 people. One saw of barley. Take 1,000 people and say, here's a lamb, one saw of dough, of barley, and let's see if it will last. But the key ingredient, we told you, فَبَسَقَ وَبَارَكَ. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saliva went upon that ajina. It went on the dough, and it, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, put that same of Mubarak saliva in the pot. And this was this is the hadith. فَأُقْسِمُ بِاللَّهِ Jabir radiallahu anhu is saying that we don't need Jabir radiallahu anhu to take an oath, because Allah Azza wa Jal also referred to them as the Sadiqeen. وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. First we'll go to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So there, he still takes an oath because he knows some of you will be doubtful. فَأُقْسِمُ بِاللَّهِ I take an oath on Allah. By Allah, they ate, they left behind. حَتَّى تَرَكُوهُ وَانْحَرَفُوا And they went. وَإِنَّ بُرْمَتَنَا Jabir radiallahu anhu says, Our pot was just the way we left it. وَإِنَّ بُرْمَتَنَا لَتَغِطُّ كَمَا هِيَا It was just the way as we left it. وَإِنَّ عَجِينَّ عَجِينَنَا لَيُخْبَزُ كَمَا هُوَ And our dough, our barley, was just the way that it had been all along. It was being turned into, our dough was still being turned into bread as it had been all along. This was the barakat of Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah guide us, Allah put us onto the straight path, the path of Sirat al-Mustaqim, and allow us, enable us to appreciate this relationship with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
We say Jazakallah khairan to Maulana for the pertinent advices. And as you all know, we gave the second part in our program with regards to Baraka. 8 minutes to 11 Central African time, and this is where we come to the end of our show. And we say Jazakallah khairan to you, the listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Inshallah, next up will be the news at 11 a.m. and thereafter will be the Bliss of Marriage Wednesday edition with Maulana Zahid Khan and Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab. Thereafter at 12 p.m. will be the news hour with Brother Alpha Sinkosi. Thereafter, 1 o'clock will be our Dhuhr Azan. 5:1 to 1:30 will be the tafsir of Surah Tawbah. And thereafter will be the tafsir of from the archives of Surah Al-Imran. Thereafter, 2 to 3 will be lunch break with Brother Yusuf Ali. Then 3 to 4 will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A and Maulana Musa Akhwadi's Nasiha. And then 4 to 5 will be the Urdu lecture. 5 to 7 will be Maulana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30 will be the repeat of Surah Tawbah. 7:30 to 8 will be our daily Nasiha. And then 8 to 9 will be the program, the medical files with myself and Dr. Brent Garvey. And we're going to be discussing how does stress affect the body? How does stress affect the body? So that's your lineup from now until 9 p.m. From the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya